السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg, Lanesia, and we come to you live from our studio in Durban on this beautiful Wednesday morning, the 5th of January, corresponding with the 6th of Shaban. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to continue on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, practice on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and pass the message of the sunnah to the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah wahdahu was salatu was salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم وأموالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب تامت بركاته, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Abba with Afiyat. Allah bless your suffer with Barakah and Khair and Afiyah. Hazrat Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Monley. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 6th of Sha'aban 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we commence a new surah, a new chapter. Chapter number 43, Surah Az-Zukhruf. Zukhruf means that gold shining, glittering hearing. And therefore, when people speak, and that you have people like a Medcaps, like Trump and all of them, the war criminal and Bibi Netanyahu and them, زخرف القول غرورا. They want to fool the people with their glittery speeches and so forth, so shining and so forth. But Allah keeps on humiliating them. So Zukhruf has a good meaning and a bad meaning. In that sense, it can be used in both ways. So just understand it for the moment as gold. And it comprises 89 verses. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who is very, very gracious, very merciful. The kuffar, the mushrikeen, and the idol worshippers, they used to say Bismillati wal Uzza in the name of their idols. Islam came to demolish and abolish all that and say the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that must be stamped onto every person, and meaning he or she must recognize the oneness, uniqueness, and the authority, majesty of Almighty Allah alone. He is the one who controls the entire universe. That politicians will come and go, presidents will come and go, and all that will continue, but he will always be the only one to control the entire universe and creation. And he's very, very merciful and very, very gracious. Hameem. We told you already on several occasions, these words here are known as Al-Huruful Muqatta'at, the broken letters, and no one knows the meaning except him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So then the question arises, if no one knows the meaning except Almighty Allah, but the Quran Sharif is a book of Hudal Linnas, then a book of guidance, and why was it revealed? It is a challenge to humanity, to jinn, the invisible creation. See if you can bring a replica of the noble Quran, even one chapter comprising three verses. So that is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. And what is that? وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ أَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّمْ مِثْلِ. That if you have doubt in what we have revealed piecemeal gradually on our beloved slave and servant Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then bring a replica of one surah, one chapter, three verses. Fa'atu bi suratin min mithli. Till today, no one is successful. And till the day of justice, no one will be successful. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 23. So it shows that the Quran Sharif, 6,236 verses, 114 surahs and chapters, 540 ruku and sections. So remember that if in Taraweeh you're reading 20 rakats, and per rakat, per unit, you read one ruku. So 20 rakats, 20 ruku per night, then you will finish on the 27th night, inshallah, Laylatul Qadr, and that's how you have 540 ruku. So that is why Almighty Allah gave you these alphabets of the Arabic language. See what you can do, O human being, and bring everybody, your linguist par excellence, your professors in linguistics, and whoever else. Hameem. Wal Kitab al Mubin. That wow is for Qasam. Our Ustad Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni Rahimahullah used to say, Inna Allah aqsama ala kulli zi sha'anin. Allah Jalla Wala takes an oath on things that are very, very important and significant. Wal Kitab al Mubin. Allah takes an oath on the Quran Sharif, which makes things clear. Kitab and then Mubin. Wal Kitab al Mubin. So it elaborates, explains so many issues that till today people are grappling with. For example, the soul and death and life after death and all these things there. So which scientist, which professor can explain that? Till today you can't. Quran Sharif teaches us, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Of knowledge you have been given very little. So which was the greatest miracle, is the greatest miracle, will always be the greatest miracle? Al-Mu'jiza Al-Khalida, Al-Mu'jiza Al-Kubra, the greatest and perpetual miracle of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the Quran Sharif. Inna ja'alnahu, Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun, we have made it. Allah is stamping His majesty, His authority and sovereignty. Indeed, we have made this book, Quranan Arabiya, a Quran in Arabic. So the Quran translation, all that Ramadan is coming, so some people just read translation and they don't read the Arabic text, and they said, we read Quran. No, you haven't read Quran. You just read a translation, and many a time a translator is a traitor. He's just giving his opinion, like how the one shaitan, he says, chapter 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ means, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, نَقْلَ kufr, kufr nabashad, نَقْلُ الْكُفْرِ لَيْسَ بِكَافِرِينَ. He, the shaitan, writes, you must remember that the wives and honorable mothers of this ummah, keep your sexuality at home and all that there. Don't tell people. So this is honoring the wives of Nabi alayhi salam or insulting them. These are the Shias, sympathizers of the Shia. Pakka kafir they are. So we must be very, very clear. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, politician or country. So inna jalnahu Qur'anan. Why is the Quran called Quranan? Because Quran, qarana, qara'a. If you say qarana, all the surahs, verses, chapters are all connected and interlinked with one another. Whether it be the verses and the chapters, or qara'a, to read and read and read. And a true Muslim will never get tired of reading the Quran Sharif. Why? Because every time you read it, you will find a new motivation, inspiration. Quranan Arabiyan la'allakum taqilun, so that you understand it and comprehend it. The first audience of the Master alayhi salatu salam in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, were the Arabs. So therefore we find that, remember, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala revealed it in the Arabic language. And secondly, all the languages of the world, your English and everything else, that you get Shakespearean English, archaic English, they went out of fashion, they're evolving. Arabic still remains the same in its pristine purity. You ask any Arab, which is the greatest Arabic? He will tell you the noble, glorious Quran. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. So the Arabic is spoken in Jannah, in paradise. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke Arabic only. And me and you as the Ummah, we should learn Arabic. Ma'al asafi shadeed. This is the truth. What is the truth we have to speak? In some madrasas and darulums, that so much emphasis is put on Urdu, as though as Urdu is the first language of Islam and Arabic is the second. That's totally wrong. We must have Urdu. I agree with that. If you want to read the books and all that of the great, great ulama of Indo-Pakistan. But to lay and place so much emphasis that you marginalize Arabic, that is the point we're making, is incorrect. You know, Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sheikhul Hadith, everybody knows he wrote books, Fazail-e-Salat, Fazail-e-Ramadan, Fazail-e-Quran. But this book they don't speak about. I have it. It's called Fazail of the Arabic language. We should be promoting that as well. So remember the virtues of the Arabic language, also written by Sheikh, how he wrote Fazail-e-Tijarat, the virtues of making business and so forth. So all this as the Sheikh wrote, but those books are put one side. So we should be very, very fair and promote all these books there, so people understand what Sheikh's real message was. Nawwar Allahu marqadahu. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah wrote, is door ke sabse bare muhaddith dunya mein. If you want reference of that, go read the book Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sheikh wrote it in 3-4 days. Maulana Abdul Rahim Mutala Chipata told me that himself, rahimahullah, he was there when Sheikh was writing it. And then Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi translated translated it. And the foreword, the taqrees, written by Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, you will find it. I have both the Arabic and Urdu copies. وَإِنَّهُ And this Quran Sharif fi ummil kitab is in the mother of all the books. So which mother? The Lawh Mahfuz, the sacred tablet where everybody, everything, history, geography, destiny, everything is recorded and written. So it is there, ladayna, by us, la'aliyun hakim. And this Quran Sharif is sublime, is exalted and hakim. It is filled with wisdom. So therefore we must attach ourselves with Quran Sharif. Khayrukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allama. The best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and teach it to others. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala make us from the khadim of Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. And today is the 6th of Shaban, 1446. We start with this breaking news. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, our Hamas, our Jihad Islami, the Jihad goes on. Whether the Jutlas and Jutlis like it or not, whether the Americans like it or not, our Mujahideen will continue. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, two Jutla sent to hell yesterday in Jenin, in the West Bank. Six of their soldiers injured, some of them critically. They in transit zone to go to Jahannam and the hellfire. Trump, the harami, the felon, the criminal in the White House. And remember Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal. They had a meeting and then they had the press briefing. What did Trump trumpet away? He thinks that the world belongs to him. He thinks he can bully everybody. I'll take over Greenland. I will take over Panama Canal. We tell you, Trump, go to hell. When people were very young like myself, we used to read one book called Dennis the Menace. So they asked, what happened to Dennis the Menace? Now we know that Dennis the Menace is Donald Duck. Trump, you see that? Now listen to what nonsense he says. Trump says, America will take over Gaza. We will move the 1 million, 1.8 million, 2 million people away from Gaza and they will settle in nice, beautiful homes and we will level everything in Gaza and then we will develop it. That's all he's interested, to be busy with his prostitutes and to be busy making money. Every Arab country condemned it. Every human being who's got Iman and justice will condemn it. And Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, says, yes, it's a wonderful idea. Both of you should be hanged in public. That is the Islamic system. Remember that. And remember Saudi Arabia, the kafir government of MBS, they also had to come out and reject it and said, no, we will not recognize Israel unless a Palestinian state is established. Even though they say it just with their mouth, because you must remember deep down, they want ties with America and they want ties with Israel. So we follow our leaders. Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, used to say, you must remember, in 2027, Zawalu Israel. So, and it's going in that direction. Every true Muslim from today, if you haven't started as yet, start today. Start after Zuhur Salat, if you get time or any time, and read Allahumma alayka bi Amerikiyin, Allahumma alayka bi Israeliyin. Ya Allah, you demolish and you destroy America and Israel. Wa man walahum, and whosoever for has very good ties with them, like Saudi Arabia, Arab Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco, all harami sell out traitors to Islam. That is ethnic cleansing. He thinks you can just come in there. We fight till the death. Hamas will teach America a lesson, will teach the Jutlas a lesson. And you see that 16 months you could not defeat them. And the tunnels are still there. Hamas is still strong and humiliating you every day. And that is the real question, you must remember. Look at what your own press says. Haaretz newspaper. Women's sexuality is being disgraced and shamed by Israelis. So they are the ones, remember that they promote all types of harm for the women, making them prostitutes, lesbians, and what and so forth. Trump wants to put more pressure on Iran. US is sending the Indians, they already send them back to India on military planes, already sending people to Guantanamo Bay, and they think that they'll get away with all this. So remember, 10 killed in Sweden in a school shooting. Till now, they don't know what is the real motive and so forth. Hamas rejects Trump's racist remarks and told him, go to hell, Trump. You and Israel both can go to hell. Bibi Netanyahu is a war criminal, and so many Jews and other decent human beings are protesting there in Washington and other parts of America against Trump's policies and against the Israeli policies. Go read the Haaretz newspaper. They say now we cannot deny Israel is an apartheid state. There you have it from the horse's mouth. China hits back. Word to America, you impose 10% tariff, we impose 15%. So remember, Russia will not take it lying down. China will not take it lying down. And South Africa and all of them, the passengers who are part of BRICS, they also will wake up. So prisoners are being sent to Gitmo. Santorini is a place there, an island in Greece, and thousands of people are running for their lives. 200 plus earthquakes have already taken place there, and the Greeks are running. They know there's big problem. The leader of Syria, Ahmad Sharah, went inside the Kaaba Musharrafa. Saudis know how to play the game. They will honor him and then tell him, you must do this, A, B, C, X, Y, Z. We will give you $1 billion. That's how the Saudis work. Taliban closes the radio for the ladies. They say there are many, many violations. Aga Khan, you see, you Muslims, you need to wake up from your slumber. You're going to hear today in the Western media, Zionist media, Aga Khan, they are Muslim leader, that he died today in Lisbon in Portugal. Deliberately, they will say, Aga Khan, who was a Muslim, Shias, who are Muslim, whole lot of Pakka kafirs out of the fold of Islam, whoever has shirk and doubt regarding the Aga Khanis or the Shias, and you say all of them are Muslim, Wallahi, I have Quran in my hand. You yourself, you're out of the fold of Islam. Let me give you some news from South Africa. Two bus drivers shot in Soweto. Who's behind that? Who burned the buses of Patco last week? 51 buses. The taxi mafia. You need to understand that. Cyril woke up from his slumber. He spoke to Elon Musk and said, what distortions are you speaking about and making, remember, propaganda? So at least he spoke to them and told them. The growth in tourism is increasing. So now more and more tourists are visiting South Africa. Petrol and diesel is increasing from today. And we should remember that if we didn't fill up, now you will have to fill up and pay more. Racial riots in Durban in the school. 3 people were injured. After that, we don't know. That where are the SAPs and police? Law and order is breaking down in South Africa. And today, between 8:30 and 9, Mufti Farhan Karani will be interviewed by Mona Zahid. And then we will have Bliss of Marriage 11 to 12. Tafsir of the Noble Quran 1 to 2. And thereafter, make more dua. Inshallah, Brother Suleiman Yaqub of Rustenburg and myself will be going from South Africa to Botswana, our first program tonight, there in Masjid al-Taqwa, and that is in Khabaroni after Maghrib. So make dua, contact brother Maulana Junaid, Maulana Junaid Half HG, and he is there in Kanya. He will give you all the details, inshallah. Jima Salim, we have plus minus 20 minutes, so let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti sir, please advise if there is a lot of surah kitabs in the house and that are not read, do you get guna for it? There are many occasions where people give surah kitabs as gifts.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In my house, if you take all the surah kitabs and Qurans and that, you'll find over 100. So if you are reading from 1-2, so that's fine. But what you should do, those you know you won't use, so give it out to people. So many thousands of people are poor. They don't have a Quran, or they have torn and tattered copies. So start distributing it. Last week people came, so I gave them. Their children are becoming ulama and hafiz, and so I say, take all these kitabs like that. So start distributing it and don't just keep it there. But there's no sin upon you as long as you are reading Quran Sharif from 1-2 of the noble Quran that you like and the others are there. But I am suggesting that start giving it out to the poor people, your family members who are studying, your friends. Allah Jalla Wala will make it a sadaqah jariyah, a recurring charity for you.
Mufti Sahab, what is the ruling if your cat of 13 years has been diagnosed with cancer, struggling too much to eat, very heartbreaking? If the doctor says they need to put the cat down, what is the Islamic ruling?
Islamic ruling is mercy killing, euthanasia for animals and so forth. It's permissible. So put it to sleep. There's no sin upon you. But euthanasia, mercy killing for human beings in Islam, totally haram. The doctors say they finish your medical aid up and they said, now go home. We can't do anything. That's what many hospitals, clinics and doctors do. We don't say all, but we know many of them do that. And a Muslim must always read the following dua. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fa tawaffahu. Oh Allah, if life is better for this person, give him life. And if death is better, then give death. So that is the dua we must make. We can't just give an injection or a tablet and something and say that you die. So all that is totally haram when it comes to human beings. But in animals, totally permissible.
Mufti Sahab, if I am in ihram, am I allowed to bath my baby with soap? Is it okay for me to touch the soap to wash the baby only?
Remember that once you are in the state of ihram, you read your salat, or you didn't read it, nafil, but you made your intention of umrah, you read your labbaik, now you are in the state of consecration, so you can't be using any type of perfume, any type of soap that got fragrance, you can't be using any type of lotion and so forth. You're going to bath your baby with this Lux soap and whatever else, remember that there'll be dam upon you. You will have to slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah Mukarramah. Definitely not permissible, remember that. So long you'll be busy using the soap and all that. Although you can say it's not for yourself, it's for the baby. So that's not permissible. Just use water, finish. You must remember that. And that will suffice.
Mufti Sahab, does a Muslim couple have to consummate their marriage 3 days after nikah?
Remember that for a Muslim couple, when they get married, maybe the first night is red robot. She is in a menses and her habit is 7, 8, 9, 10 days. So how are you going to consummate it? So in Islam, there's no such thing that you must consummate your marriage within the first 3 nights or the first 7 nights and all that. The sooner you do it, the better. But remember, it's not a condition or a prerequisite. They are halal, they are conditions. The wife is not well, she's in a napaki, her menses and so forth. So whenever it's done, and don't go like a mad thing and like half rape your wife and so forth. Everything must be done ghastly, ghastly. You know, ghastly, ghastly. Slowly, slowly, inshallah. Most probably she will be a virgin. Sometimes she's not virgin because she was married before, a divorcee or a widow and so forth. But there's no such thing in Islam that it must be done within the first 3 days. That is walima. Walima is done after khalwa, after husband and wife meet up in privacy, and then you have walima the same day or the next day or the next day like that. So within 3 days, so the after 7 days, 10 days, that's no more walima. The marriage feast and banquet, it is just an ordinary dawat and invitation. So that is what you are confusing the two.
Okay, sir, what is the masnoon tariqa of making dua at the Kabristan? Where do you stand, by the head side or by the leg side?
When you enter the graveyard, best is to, this is adab, the etiquette, you enter with the right foot. You read the dua, Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-qubur, yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum, antum. Salafuna wa nahnu bil athar. There are many other du'as mentioned. If you don't know all that, just say Assalamu alaikum. Now I am going to my father's grave, mother's grave, in Heidelberg, for example, brother's grave. So, as adab and etiquette, we will come from the feet side, and then we will stand opposite the head side, and thereafter is like we're looking at our father or mother or whoever it is, and then you speaking to them, Assalamu alaikum. Thereafter you read Surah Fatiha, you read the quls, and then you make dua for them. If you know Surah Yasin by heart, read Surah Yasin, you got the time. Iqra Yasin ala mawta. Hadith mentioned under authority of Maqil bin Yasar radiyallahu anhu, and in Musnad Ahmad, Ibn Majah, Abu Dawood, and according to the four schools, to read the Quran Sharif for the deceased, totally permissible. These Salafis who are, you understand, they're jumping scholars, we call them pseudo scholars. They jump from here to there to there to there, so freelancers, just like the cows there in India, you know, running around from here to there and there and everywhere. So you must remember that they say you can't read Quran Sharif for the deceased. We reject it with the contempt it deserves. So totally permissible it is. And so first you read Quran Sharif, then you make dua for them. And the best dua to make is Surah 14, verse 41, whether you're at the graveyard or at home. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الحساب. Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. Similarly, that you must learn now, for all times, but more so now, that today is already 6th of Shaaban in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine. And thereafter, you must remember that we say, for all times, you must learn it, 15th Shaaban is coming. So which dua? Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse 10, in the 28th Supara, where the first quarter is, the 28 Jews of the Noble Quran. Rabbana, see what a powerful dua. Rabbana ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Oh beloved Allah, forgive us and forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with iman. We don't know the people. Yesterday I was there by Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, and we were speaking of the countries he visited and so forth. So obviously we don't know all the people in all these countries and so forth. So we must remember how many people I know in Russia or China. I'm just giving example. Maybe one, two. We don't even know 10 people there, 100 people properly. So, but we make dua for all those brothers, sisters who passed away from what iman and Islam. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا. Ya Allah, humare dilo ke andar ko durat mat daliyega. Ya Allah, do not place malice, rancor, hatred in our hearts. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. For the people who have true iman. Rabbana, you are our sustainer, nourisher. Innaka ra'ufur rahim. You are very, very compassionate, very, very merciful. So learn this dua. So the people we harbor enmity, hatred, inshallah, that will decrease. And if both parties are sincere, Allah Jalla wa Allah will bring about good friendship and mahabba and mawadda and love, as enshrined and mentioned in the Noble Quran. So learn chapter 14, verse 41, chapter 59, and verse 10. Every Muslim must learn it and should learn it.
Mufti Saab, on the same topic, is it sunnah to raise your hands and make dua at the Qabristan or not?
Remember, when you study Sahih Muslim, you will find Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi sallam rafa'a yadayhi thalathan. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam raised his hands Mubarak thrice at the graveyard. One day, Mawlana Salim, for your information, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah came there to Darul Uloom Karachi. After Hazrat Mufti Shafi Saab passed away, I was present there because we were studying in Darul Uloom Karachi. And then Hazrat went to the grave Mubarak of Hazrat Mufti Shafi Saab. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Saab passed away 10 Shawwal 76. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri passed away in 77. So there he raised his hands, and the ulama who were there, he told them, "Ye hadith wow Muslim Sharif mein hai." So you can go check it up. So both ways is sunnah. You put your hand on the side and make dua. You lift up your hands and make dua. So I normally raise up my hands. So both ways is sunnah. We must not make hulu and go to one extreme. Only this is sunnah. So these are flexible issues. Both ways is sunnah.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to put your ihram on at Jeddah airport? Reason being, transit period in Dubai is 90 minutes. I'm traveling with two toddlers. Boarding time is very close. Please advise.
So that's a very feeble excuse. You must remember, 90 minutes is so much time. So how much time you need to wear your ihram? 5 minutes. You take 5 minute bath. They got wonderful facilities there in Dubai and so forth. You feel by the time Dubai airport is so busy and so big, by the time you're going to change from one to another, then it will be only half an hour, 45 minutes left and so forth. So you're leaving from South Africa, take your bath here, wear your ihram from here, and put your long kurta on above the ihram. So when you reach Dubai, take your kurta off and put the upper garment on. And if there's time, then you can take a bath there also if you want to. Or you just make wudu there and make intention to say you got children, so therefore you can't fast. There's a fairy tale story there. To fasten ihram in Jeddah is not permissible. That is our fatwa. We agree with Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah bin Baz. He was a very, very great scholar. Whether we like, we don't like, but that doesn't mean we agree with all his fatwas. But he was a very pious person and a great person in that sense. So he wrote a wonderful fatwa about ihram in Jeddah. La yajuz, you can't fasten ihram in Jeddah, sawa'an bil barri or bil bahri or bil jaw, whether you come by land, whether you come by plane, whether you come by ship and so forth. And if you do so, then a dam will be compulsory upon you. You will have to slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah Mukarrama. And that is our fatwa. So to say you can fasten ihram in Jeddah is something even the pilots don't accept. So they are the people. They tell you, we're passing the miqat. So what bigger dalil you want and bigger evidence you want? So therefore, kainan man kan, whoever it is, ma'al ihtiram, we don't accept that fatwa that you can fasten ihram in Jeddah, that is looking for loopholes and so forth.
Mufti Saab, if a Shia slaughters a fowl, sheep or a bull, will it be permissible for us as Hanafis to eat meat from that slaughter?
Quickly, one story. One day, one South African, he asked me a masla there in Medina Munawwara. So I told him, but he was belonging to the Tabligh Jamaat, you know. So he wasn't happy and content and satisfied with the answer. So I told him, see, after Asr, you meet me here, and we'll go to Masjid An-Nur, and we'll be go Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. The Saudi government expelled him. I was there the day they expelled him, you know. So you must remember, Haji Farooq Saab was there, and I told Haji Farooq Saab, Hazrat ko nikala in zalimon ne. So on that occasion, Hazrat Haji Farooq Saab told me, ye log najdi hai wajdi nahi. Ye log najdi hai wajdi nahi. Then najdis, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for these Wahhabis and najdis, and they're not wajdi. They don't want to understand the deen and tazkiyah and tasawwuf. Anyway, he came back back after some time, performed Umrah, came to Medina, passed away in Medina, buried in Baqi. Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, great, great giant Waliullah. So I told him, Ya Marabai, South Africa say, Usne ye masla pucha. He couldn't speak proper Urdu. So Hazrat told me and told it, said, same fatwa I gave, Hazrat gave the same. Then Hazrat said, I want to tell you something. Now he's looking at me. I said, Ji Hazrat. He said, Apna Afriki bhai ko bata dena, tell your South Africans that ye in Medina Munawwara, if they buy live chicken, then remember that majority of the people in the 70s, this is, who sell the chicken and so forth are the Shias. So therefore, if they buy it, it's fine from them, but they must never tell them to slaughter it. Was Zahir Bate Jaiz Nahi. Shias are kuffar, whether you Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Ambali, Salafi, whatever. So Shia is a pakka kafir. Khomeini is kafir. He's out of the fold of Islam. Anybody say Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Mother Aisha, Mother Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah, non-Muslims, they pakka kafir. Ka'inan mankan, whoever it is. So when they slaughter, when they invite you, all that, to get married in between, all that haram and not permissible. We have nothing to do with them and they have nothing to do with us.
Mufti Sahib, Sheikh Imran Hussain currently visiting South Africa. Please comment about him.
He says there's mistakes in the Quran Sharif. Wa innahu la ilmul lisa'a. He says it's supposed to be wa innahu la alamul lisa'a. He say Yajuj Majuj, what you talking about? They still gonna come. They came already. There's America and Britain and all that. And then you must remember, he says Isa alayhi salatu salam died on the cross and he passed away and all that. So pakka kafir he is. What you want to host him? They in Cape Town, he went to lecture there in the Shia, there at the Ahlul Bayt Foundation and so forth. So remember, anybody inviting him, anybody hosting him, you yourself, you got no tekana, you don't know whether you're Muslim or what. Today you'll get all the zigzag scholars coming, some from Australia, some from Pakistan, some from India, some from London, and where, majority of them, their belief system is totally rejected by us. My fatwa is, he's 100% non-Muslim. Somebody sent me a message yesterday, day for yesterday. He said, Imran Hussain got your message, he's not a Muslim. I said, go tell him, Abdul Qadir Hussain, he say, you're not Muslim. Maybe he's listening also. I gave you my reasons. The man says the diacritical marks. You know what is diacritical marks? Your fatha, kasra, dhamma, zabar, zair, pesh, ulta pesh. He say, it's wrong in the Quran. So people like that, he says that all the Ahadith and the Quranic verses of Yajuj Majuj. I have his books. So you must remember that on CII he wanted to come on. Those days already, early 2000s, I blocked him. I said, I'll never allow you. Those days already to come on to our radios and so forth. So nowadays they come on any radio because people just want to make money. What they're interested in. You know, we got so many scholars for dollars in South Africa also.
Mufti Sahib, one of my banking accounts accumulated interest. Are we allowed to pay toll fees on the highway using this money?
Yes, yes. Our fatwa is you pay your fines, you pay your toll, all that with interest money, you pay interest with interest, all permissible. What you have to pay so much to this government, so corrupt they are, that Osaral is going to address the nation Thursday night, but the GNU is not going to work. Remember that it's only 6 months. They want the how will it last for 5 years when they're fighting like cats and dogs among themselves? You must remember that. So big, big problems internally, you must remember. This party taking that party to court and so forth and so on. So, and you can just go, just move to any town inside and just see the condition of the road. Whether you like the Boer or not, whether you like the whiteys or not, we know apartheid was a crime against humanity. But one thing, they had maintenance. They knew what they were doing. Our people, hopeless, useless. Oh, suddenly there's load shedding. Why? No maintenance. The bare roads. You got more and more craters now, you see, quickly. One guy gave his card, taxi guy, to a passenger. So he wrote the PhD. So the passenger was very surprised. You're so highly qualified and you're a taxi driver. What do you mean you're a PhD? He said, pothole dodger. Pothole dodger. So that is my speciality. You see that? So that is our South Africa. You voted ANC, so you die with it and love with it. Me, I never voted for them, and I'll never vote for them. From 94, from those days I said it. But you need wisdom, you know. People today just follow the Pied Piper. That's the big problem today.
JazakAllah Mufti Sahab for this question and answer session. May Allah Ta'ala bless you with afiyat and good health.